loving I want to myself. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side, the sun don't even wanna be there. Girl, if you ain't the one, in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world. Baby, you're the only girl in that picture in my pocket. Put my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you. Took the single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see. Up in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby.
Radio 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by Lake Link, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By TSG Outdoors, LLC, offering worldwide hunting and fishing adventures. Put our experience to work for you. TSGOutdoorsLLC.com. By the Castle Rock Peatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-peatonwell.com, and by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, trout fishing in the Driftless area and on Lake Michigan. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. And Jeff Kelm joins me again from Wisconsin Rapids just before heading out for another walleye tournament in South Dakota. Jeff, this is a busy time of year for you.
It is. I would say normally we're packed to the gills and then we get Memorial Day weekend off. But we do get the weekend off, but I have a National Walleye Tour event leading up to that Thursday, Friday into Memorial Day weekend. But yeah, it's busy time. We were over in Ohio for the National Walleye Tour in Port Clinton last week. Finished that off. John Hoyer, who won the championship and Angler of the Year last year. That was the last NWT event. Well, he decided he was going to win this one too. 69 pounds, 13 ounces. Takes home a brand new boat, check and all that. Over $116,000 in cash and prizes there. Rough seas to be able to do it. He managed to do it, still casting, jigging away, picking fish off of the forward-facing sonar. And then this week, I'm over in Chamberlain, Ocoma, South Dakota. One side of the river is Chamberlain, the other side is Ocoma. And Lake Francis Case, topside of Lake Francis Case, is where the Masters Walleye Circuit is fishing with 76 teams out there this weekend.
All right. And you are on your way as soon as we are done recording here in midweek. Mm-hmm. How about your son Robert's youth turkey hunt? How'd that go?
You know, it was so fun to watch him be so engaged with the hunt, mm-hmm, and getting ready. And getting out there, you know, he was a trooper getting up early. Unfortunately, we were so close and just never could connect. We had one point where it was inches, maybe a foot, but it was close. We could see two toms. They were with a hen, and the hen didn't want to leave the cover of the low-lying brush and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the toms, you know, would lightly call to them, and they really did want to. They were fired up as could be. But if she didn't walk out into the open, they weren't going to walk out into the open.
Oh, boy.
And so we sat there looking at them through the brush. You know, we were not going to shoot through the amount of brush that was there, certainly. Certainly not something I'm going to start teaching him to do. So,
yep, absolutely.
You know, we just never got a chance to actually pull a trigger on a bird. We were very close, very, very close twice. And then another time we were about 30 to 50 yards or so away from being able to make it happen again. Tom's with a hen. The hen was coming closer and closer and closer, and I was trying to get Robert in position, and she probably saw something she didn't like. She didn't run off, but she kind of made an L turn, like, yep, I'm going this way now,
yep,
instead of coming across. So,
yep.
You know, and of course the toms go with her. So that's the way that one went, but we had a lot of fun doing it.
Well, he is getting all kinds of valuable experience in just seeing the birds and seeing how they react and knowing that you don't always kill something when you're on a hunt.
For sure. And, you know, just being able to, when those birds were so close, they were within less than 20 yards behind that brush stuff. You could feel, you know, when they gobble and they drum and, you know, I mean, he was like, oh my gosh, Dad, that was amazing. You know? And I was like, I know, dude, that's why we do this. Right. So it was cool. It was cool.
Exactly. But then you actually scored yourself on a hunt.
Yeah, after I came back from Ohio, I went into a piece of public land not too far away from my house that went in blind. I got up super early, got myself in position where I could hear multiple pieces of land with an owl hooter, and got them to start gobbling. And I thought, okay, I hear them. I think I know where they're at. Drove around the country block, in a sense, to get into position, hoping nobody else was around. And I was fortunate enough, I was able to get in. After daybreak, the birds had kind of moved off of their roost area. I moved into their roost area and started calling, and they came back to me. I had, had four toms, two-year-olds, I assume. You know, they probably grew up together as Jakes.
Yep.
They came running in, and just as fast as they came running in, they realized, oh, there's no hen here. We're going to go back to the hens over this way. While they were in, there was one other tom that was gobbling. I'm going to assume he's probably a dominant tom with that group of hens, and he's probably beat up on these guys a little bit, so they were willing to come look for, you know, a new girl.
Yeah.
They went running back that direction. I thought, well, I'm just going to hang out here, see if I can call them back. They're not far. They're only within, you know, they're probably less than 200 yards away. And lightly called again, got them to gobble one more time, just sat still, and sure enough, two of them came back. Hmm. This time a lot slower, you know, really methodical, really looking for. They came within 35 yards. I had Robert's 20 gauge with the TSS load, yep, that we've already sighted in, and it was set for 40 yards. They're at 35. As soon as one poked its head around the tree, I pulled the trigger. It dropped like a rock, never moved again. It was awesome. Great, great when it works out that way.
It certainly is. Well, that's another great hunt, and my goodness, you're proving the TSS really does the job. We've read that. We've heard that from other hunters, and I'm going to be shooting tungsten out of an air gun this year, so I'm hoping for similar results next week.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing that I had on the gun that I know Robert really liked having it was, there's a product called ClipTech. It is a bipod that actually clips to the barrel of a shotgun. It, you know, can, okay, take it off, and it's actually made in New Berlin, Wisconsin, actually, Dan. Oh. And it's adjustable. The legs are adjustable. That allowed me to kind of hold steady, because when these birds came in, they were, of course, looking for that sound, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah,
I was not quite in a great position to shoot where they came in, so I had to hold hold as steady as I could as they're staring at me. And they got around that tree, and I was able to do it. So I have just an appreciation to Clip Tech. They make a good product. Folks can check that out online.
Well, I'll have to look for one myself. Well, I am getting ready to hunt, as I mentioned, but we are plumb out of meat, or we're out of meat. So we butchered a couple of sheep, one for us and one for a friend. So we've been eating high on the hog, lamb style, sort of living off the fat of the lamb, so to speak, and enjoying it very much. Yeah, and gosh, there are only four spots left now for my Lake of the Woods trip in September. It's filling up. Better check it out soon. BlackIsland.com. Click on trips, look for my name, and you'll learn all about it. Well, coming up, we'll look at brown trout fishing both in the Driftless area and on Lake Michigan. Len Harris of Richland Center shares some stream fishing stories from his latest book, Yesterday and Tomorrow. And charter captain Dumper Dan Welch reports on brown trout action on Lake Michigan. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venable from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Looking for the Canadian fishing trip of a lifetime? Call TSG Outdoors at 314-348-7472. We have been in the full-time hunting and fishing industry over 40 years. We offer everything from remote fly-in outposts to fully guided American plan excursions. With bases all across Canada and Alaska, we have you covered for every fish species imaginable. Put our experience to work for you. TSG Outdoors, 314-348-7472 or TSG Outdoors LLC.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, the Range. WI.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, it's time for another Lake Michigan fishing report from the Sheboygan area, brought to you by Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan and on the web at DumperDan.com. You'll find updates on his Facebook page, including a video and audio recording of every fishing report that we record for Outdoors Radio. His Facebook page is Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters. Also brought to you this week by Mansion on the Lake. Very nice luxury facility north of Cleveland at mansiononthelake.com. And joining us again is Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welch himself. Dan, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dan. Great to be back once again. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to doing a little fishing myself. How's the fishing been out there?
The shoreline fishing has been very good, Dan. North of town, normal, you know, April spring season brown trout trolling on Lake Michigan. We are doing with the fleet of Dumper Dan, 6 boats, and it's been good. We've been catching some nice browns, all different sizes, some good numbers of fish. So it's been fun. It's been great to get on the water early, earlier than last season by almost a month. And yeah, we're enjoying it. Customers are reeling in some nice fish for the grill.
All right. What are you catching those browns on?
Spoons have been the best, Dan. The one color lead core off the planer boards have been good. That spoon gets down about 6 to 7, 8 feet down in the water column in depths of 10 to 20 feet of water. So that's been the best. A lot of small spoons on one color lead core. We do run the spoons on slide divers too and on downriggers. Keep in mind, we're fishing 10 to 20 feet of water, so we can't go too deep. We spread everything out. We do run crankbaits on planer boards with just straight monofilament line or braid behind the boards. Dave Kabooms, Fast Track Rebels, Flicker Shads, Shad Wraps, Thundersticks as well. But spoons and crankbait for brown trout. A crew of mine took out Dumper Dan 3 last week and fished a Kewaunee Brown Trout Classic Tournament. 41 or 42 boats. They ended up in 12th place. They had about 36 pounds of browns in 5 fish that they had away. So good tournament held in Kewaunee, but you can fish it out of any port, which people did all the way from Milwaukee to Sturgeon Bay and Bailey's Harbor, and we did out of Sheboygan. My crew did and did quite well on that, so that was kind of fun to participate in an event like that here in mid-April. You know, my guys fished, you know, on my charter boat out of Sheboygan here, and they fished off a Whistling Straits golf course where they caught their fish, and they caught a lot of browns that day. They caught like 15 or so. They released all of them but 5 and weighed their best 5 and did all right in the tournament. Good fishing. Water clarity, Dan, is major concern for brown trout fishing. You got to really keep an eye on that here in spring. You don't want really super clear water and calm conditions because you can see the bottom in 10 to 20 feet of water and the fish spook easily. So with a little bit of the wind and turbulence we get out there, it does stir up the water a little bit. That's a good thing for the shoreline fishing. So you come in to that murky water and troll through there and catch these fish pretty much nonstop. It's really a lot of fun for springtime. And that's about the only time we fish in that shallow and in that area north of town, all the way from North Point to Cleveland, basically, for these fish. And it's just a real treat for spring fishing for anglers here off the Port of Sheboygan.
Well, last time we talked to you, the young Chinooks were still in the net pens right in the harbor next to your boats. What's the status now?
We had to release them. Everything's warmer than normal this time of year, a mild winter and a warm spring. When the water gets to 60 degrees, we have to release them, and it did in the river a few days ago. So we kept them for a little over a week. Normally you keep them for 2 to 3 weeks, but they fed them and let them go right before dark a few days ago. And so they're released and out a little earlier than we had planned, but we got to watch that water temperature. And I know there was a few other ports too, Dan, that had to do the same thing. So water temps are a little warmer than normal, and the fish are on their way and heading out in Lake Michigan.
And those fish will typically live 4 years. You'll be catching them every year as they grow bigger, and the fourth year they come back as 15 to 30 pound kings, and that's when the real excitement happens.
Exactly. I mean, even a 2-year-old king or a 3-year-old king is fun to catch. They fight really hard and they grow fast. They're a bait fish eating machine, you know, and they put on the weight quick. And like you said, it's only 4 years and they can get up to 25, 30 plus pounds. But they're fun to catch even if they're smaller, and they're awesome on the krill. I mean, they're delicious, bright red meat and good to eat. Stocking was very good this year. They stocked a lot of king salmon here off the Port of Sheboygan, both in the net pens and also in the river system.
All right. Are you seeing schools of alewives and other bait fish now?
Not so much yet, which is normal. We haven't ventured out to our normal summer patterns of trolling offshore. We don't do that here until May. So we're fishing, like I just mentioned, the shoreline bite and in front of the harbor too. But the bait fish always show up the later part of April, early May. The brown trout fishing will slow down a little bit because of all the feed, and then we'll start heading offshore, finding these pods of bait, and start to get into more variety of fish here in early May. We haven't seen a whole lot of that yet, but that's normal. I mean, that's just the way it is with the shallow water fishing we're doing right now. I'll tell you what, Dan, good news. I've talked to a lot of other charter boat captains south of here, and the coho salmon are on the move early, very early. They came around the Michigan side into Chicago a few weeks ago, and now I heard they're catching them in Kenosha and Racine. They've entered Wisconsin. They migrate more than any fish in the Lake Michigan system, and they're heading our way. And I think they're going to get here earlier than even last year, being that they're in Racine, Kenosha already. And these cohos are just awesome to catch, and they're heading this way. And it's only April, so I anticipate they'll be here all of May and June. And then we'll be catching kings too and some rainbow. But yeah, we're looking at the coho next, the brown trout now. But get on out here. It's a lot of fun. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy the lake. And reel in some nice fish for yourself here at Dumper Dan's, because we've been having a good time early this year, earlier than normal. And it's been fun. So give us a call and we'll get you on the water.
All right. And your second sponsor this week is Mansion on the Lake. What can you tell us about those folks?
Mansion on the Lake is just north of Cleveland. It's on the lake, obviously, Lake Michigan. It's a beautiful, beautiful view. They invited me to do a seminar at the open house on May 22nd, their open house at Mansion on the Lake. Go to their Facebook page or website to sign up and check out what they all have to offer. But May 22nd from 4 to 6 p.m., they'll have tours. I'll be there too, talking fishing and boat cruises. They'll have raffles, food. It's a family kind of resort, Dan. I mean, it's a private family resort. It can be company, family, what have you, but it's more of a private setup. It's a beautiful place, many bedrooms, indoor pool, outdoor hot tub, view of Lake Michigan. Gorgeous, just a gorgeous mansion on the lake. Go to their Facebook page, sign up, and come on out on May 22nd from 4 to 6 p.m. And if you want to make reservations with them to stay there, Lacey takes all the calls. You can give her a call as well and get a booking in with them.
All right. Well, Dan, we're going to let you go, but folks who want to book a trip with you or learn more should go to your Facebook page or your website, or they can give you a call, right?
Right. Give me a call at 920-377-1147. I'm taking calls every day. We'll get you in the books and get you out here. We have the lodging, of course, two condos on the riverfront, the store, apparel and beverage snacks there on South Pier Drive. Check out our Facebook page. We'll be posting every day like we always do, reports and a lot of pictures at dumperdan.com on the internet.
All right. Well, Dan, we'll talk to you in another 2 weeks. Meanwhile, good fishing, and thanks a lot for that report.
You bet. We'll be out there. Thank you, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Dumper Dan Welch with the Lake Michigan Fishing Report. DumperDan.com is his website. You can find him on Facebook at Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. And you can also learn about the Mansion on the Lake open house at MansionOnTheLake.com or on their Facebook page, Mansion on the Lake. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at DanSmallOutdoors.com.
Today is the day to get prepared for a successful retirement. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 8:45 to hear Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants give you guided information to a sound and balanced plan. Or call Matt directly at 715-748-3231. Pioneer Financial Consultants, you come first with sophisticated financial strategies making your investment goals a reality. Locations in Medford, Hawkins, and Phillips. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referred to here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Weathershield Windows and Doors is hiring in Park Falls. General production jobs starting at $18 to $21.25. Skilled and leader jobs, $19.25 to $25 per hour. And Weathershield also offers a full benefit package, including paid vacation, holidays, and a 401k match. Those referred are eligible for a $1,500 bonus. Apply online today at careers@weathershield.com. That's careers@weathershield.com. Or call 715-762-3834 and press 3. Weathershield Manufacturing is an equal opportunity employer.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at CarQuest.com.
Rolling to CarQuest and roll on. It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, it's time for another Lake Michigan fishing report from the Sheboygan area, brought to you by Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan and on the web at DumperDan.com. You'll find updates on his Facebook page, including a video and audio recording of every fishing report that we record for Outdoors Radio. Facebook page is Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. Also brought to you this week by Mansion on the Lake. Very nice luxury facility north of Cleveland at mansiononthelake.com. And joining us again is Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welch himself. Dan, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dan. Great to be back once again. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to doing a little fishing myself. How's the fishing been out there?
The shoreline fishing has been very good, Dan. North of town, normal, you know, April spring season brown trout trolling on Lake Michigan. We are doing with the fleet of Dumper Dan six boats, and it's been good. We've been catching some nice browns, all different sizes, some good numbers of fish. So it's been fun. It's been great to get on the water earlier than last season by almost a month, and yeah, we're enjoying it. Customers are reeling in some nice fish for the grill.
All right. What are you catching those browns on?
The ones have been the best, and the one color lead core off the planer boards have been good. That spoon gets down about 6 to 7, 8 feet down in the water column in depths of 10 to 20 feet of water. So that's been the best. A lot of small spoons on one color lead core. We do run the spoons on slide divers too and on downriggers. Keep in mind, we're fishing 10 to 20 feet of water, so we can't go too deep. We spread everything out. We do run crankbaits on planer boards with just straight monofilament line or braid behind the boards. Dave Kabooms, Fast Track Rebels, Clicker Shads, Shad Wraps, Thundersticks as well. But spoons and crankbait for brown trout. A crew of mine took out Dumper Dan 3 last week and fished the Kewanee Brown Trout Classic Tournament. 41 or 42 boats. They ended up in 12th place. They had about 36 pounds of browns and 5 fish that they had away. So good tournament held in Kewanee, but you can fish it out of any port, which people did all the way from Milwaukee to Sturgeon Bay and Bailey's Harbor. And we did out of Sheboygan, my crew did, and did quite well on that. So that was kind of fun to participate in an event like that here in mid-April. You know, my guys fished, you know, on my charter boat out of Sheboygan here, and they fished off of Whistling Straits Golf Course, where they caught their fish, and they caught a lot of browns that day. They caught like 15 or so. They released all of them but 5 and weighed their best 5 and did all right in the tournament. Good fishing. Water clarity, Dan, is major concern for brown trout fishing. You got to really keep an eye on that here in spring. You don't want really super clear water and calm conditions, because you can see the bottom in 10 to 20 feet of water and the fish spook easily. So with a little bit of the wind and turbulence we get out there, it does stir up the water a little bit, and that's a good thing for the shoreline fishing. So you come in to that murky water and troll through there and catch these fish pretty much nonstop. It's really a lot of fun for springtime. And that's about the only time we fish in that shallow and in that area north of town, all the way from North Point to Cleveland, basically, for these fish. And it's just a real treat for spring fishing for anglers here off the Port of Sheboygan.
Well, last time we talked to you, the young Chinooks were still in the net pens right in the harbor next to your boats. What's the status now?
We had to release them. Everything's warmer than normal this time of year, a mild winter and a warm spring. When the water gets to 60 degrees, we have to release them, and it did in the river a few days ago. So we kept them for a little little over a week. Normally keep them for 2 to 3 weeks, but they fed them and let them go right before dark a few days ago. And so they're released and out a little earlier than we had planned, but we got to watch that water temperature. And I know there was a few other ports too, Dan, that had to do the same thing. So water temps are a little warmer than normal, and the fish are on their way and heading out into Lake Michigan.
And those fish will typically live 4 years. You'll be catching them every year as they grow bigger. And the fourth year, they come back as 15 to 30-pound kings. And that's when the real excitement happens.
Exactly. I mean, even a 2-year-old king or a 3-year-old king is fun to catch. They fight really hard and they grow fast. They're a bait fish eating machine, you know, and they put on the weight quick. And like you said, it's only 4 years and they can get up to 25, 30 plus pounds. But they're fun to catch even if they're smaller, and they're awesome on the krill. I mean, they're delicious, bright red meat and good to eat. Stocking was very good this year. They stocked a lot of king salmon here off the Port of Sheboygan, both in the net pens and also in the river system.
All right. Are you seeing schools of alewives and other bait fish now?
Not so much yet, which is normal. We haven't ventured out to our normal summer patterns of trolling offshore. We don't do that here until May. So we're fishing, like I just mentioned, the shoreline bite and in front of the harbor too. But the bait fish always show up the later part of April, early May. The brown trout fishing will slow down a little bit because of all the feed, and then we'll start heading offshore and finding these pods of bait and start to get into more variety of fish here in early May. We haven't seen a whole lot of that yet, but that's normal. I mean, that's just the way it is with the shallow water fishing we're doing right now. I'll tell you what, Dan, good news. I've talked to a lot of other charter boat captains south of here, and the coho salmon are on the move early, very early. They came around the Michigan side into Chicago a few weeks ago, and now I heard they're catching them in Kenosha and Racine. They've entered Wisconsin. They migrate more than any fish in the Lake Michigan system, and they're heading our way. And I think they're going to get here earlier than even last year, being that they're in Racine, Kenosha already. And these cohos are just awesome to catch, and they're heading this way. So, and it's only April, so I anticipate they'll be here all of May and June. And then we'll be catching kings too and some rainbow, but yeah, we're looking at the coho next, the brown trout now. But get on out here. It's a lot of fun. Enjoy the weather, enjoy the lake, and reel in some nice fish for yourself here at Dumper Dan's, because we've been having a good time early this year, earlier than normal, and it's been fun. So give us a call, and we'll get you on the water.
All right. And your second sponsor this week is Mansion on the Lake. What can you tell us about those folks?
Mansion on the Lake is just north of Cleveland. It's on the lake, obviously, Lake Michigan. It's beautiful, beautiful view. They invited me to do a seminar at the open house on May 22nd, their open house at Mansion on the Lake. Go to their Facebook page or website to sign up and check out what they all have to offer. But May 22nd from 4 to 6 p.m., they'll have tours. I'll be there too, talking fishing and boat cruises. They'll have raffles, food. It's a family kind of resort, Dan. I mean, it's a private family resort. It can be company, family, what have you, but it's more of a private setup. It's a beautiful place, many bedrooms, indoor pool, outdoor hot tub, view of Lake Michigan. Gorgeous, just a gorgeous mansion on the lake. Go to their Facebook page, sign up, and come on out on May 22nd from 4 to 6 p.m. And if you want to make reservations with them to stay there, Lacey takes all the calls. You can give her a call as well and get a booking in with them.
All right. Well, Dan, we're going to let you go, but folks who want to book a trip with you or learn more should go to your Facebook page or your website, or they can give you a call, right?
Right. Give me a call at 920-377-1147. I'm taking calls every day. We'll get you in the books and get you out here. We have the lodging, of course, two condos on the riverfront, the store, apparel and beverage snacks there on South Pier Drive. Check out our Facebook page. We'll be posting every day like we always do, reports and a lot of pictures at dumperdan.com on the internet.
All right. Well, Dan, we'll talk to you in another 2 weeks. Meanwhile, good fishing, and thanks a lot for that report.
You bet. We'll be out there. Thank you, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Dumper Dan Welch with the Lake Michigan Fishing Report. DumperDan.com is his website. You can find him on Facebook at Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. And you can also learn about the Mansion on the Lake Open House at MansionOnTheLake.com or on their Facebook page, Mansion on the Lake. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at DanSmallOutdoors.com. Oh, 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 oh,
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Kyle Repair, your trusted heavy equipment repair center conveniently located on 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, is not only the place to go for all heavy equipment repairs, but also your headquarters for on-site welding and other heavy equipment needs. Whether at their well-equipped shop in Park Falls or right at your job site, Kyle Repair ensures prompt and reliable service. They also specialize in aluminum and dock welding, catering to all your welding needs. Reach out to Kyle Repair today at 715-744-4381 or visit them on 4th Avenue North in Park Falls.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers will develop, especially in the mid to late afternoon hours. Plenty of clouds, plenty of wind as well. Northeast winds gusting between 20 and 25, and highs reaching the mid-40s. For tonight, rain will continue, and our winds will stay breezy. Right now, it's 40.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now from Florida is a Wisconsin resident from Richland Center, Wisconsin. Now, Len Harris is his name. He is a trout hunter and a teller of tall tales and a writer of great stories. Len, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thanks for having me, Dan. Congrats on your induction into the Freshwater Hall of Fame. Very deserving.
Well, thank you. Yes, that was a bit of a surprise to me. People said, you know, you should have been in there years ago, and I don't know. I think whenever it happens, you're just kind of overwhelmed by the honor and the opportunity to be in that hall.
When I saw that you were inducted, I said the same thing. I thought you were inducted 10 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't, but now I am, so there we are. And, you know, you might end up there someday, too, yourself, for the contributions that you've made to fishing and especially to taking young people fishing and getting them into the outdoors. And actually, we want to talk about your book, but before we do that, I mentioned that you're in Florida. You told me you're on vacation, so what are you and Barb doing down there?
We're just eating seafood and sitting on the beach and taking a rest. I go on vacation and people always ask me, do you fish on vacation? I tell them I fish 360 days of the year, and the other four or five I'm on vacation with my wife and no fishing.
Well, it's good to take a break from whatever it is that you do all the time, as a lot of us know. Well, let's talk about your new book, Yesterday and Tomorrow is the title of it. And that's also the title of the last story in the book. And there are a number of stories in your book that you have posted either on your Facebook page, which is simply your name, Len Harris, or the Outdoor News Wisconsin Group Facebook page, and maybe other places as well. Why did you pull them together into a book?
Well, I like sharing the outdoor experiences and how to with everyone, from 80-year-old guys to 7-year-old brand new trout anglers. It's just a way of sharing my experience with the world.
And you have done that a lot, taking people, individuals fishing, and also speaking to grade school kids primarily, but other groups as well. Let's talk about one of these stories that I think you and I talked about before, so we'll be brief this time. A Leaf in the Wind. And the photo accompanying this story is you in what looks like a gymnasium with a bunch of grade school kids sitting on the floor. What was the setting for that photo?
Well, I've done about 15 speaking things at schools, and I always named it Trout Don't Live in Ugly Places. And the entire school was emptied into the auditorium, and I noticed there was one kid that one of the teachers kept really close, and I heard her say, "Now you sit down and you behave, don't talk," during the guy's presentation, showing some respect. So I watched and I thought, this kid needs a task. So I had a PowerPoint presentation going, and I let him run my projector for me. And the teacher says, "Are you sure? He's a little bit of a live wire, and he might goof off on purpose." I said, "I don't think so." We started doing the presentation, and I would point to him, and he'd make the slide go forward. And I could tell as we went along that he was getting quite a bit of satisfaction out of it, and it made him feel important. I spoke to him after the presentation, and we talked, and I told him the history of mine, that I had thought about being a game warden at some time, ended up in the Army, and was in law enforcement for 27 years, but I actually wanted to be either a teacher or a game warden. After the presentation was over, the teacher came up to me and told me, well, his first name was Kevin, that he had lost his father recently, and that he was a little bit lost, and he really needed mail to kind of help him, point him along the way. And she thanked me profusely for giving him a task and making him part of my presentation. We'll leap forward about 11 years. Last year, I'm in Madison. I have a hobby of going to German restaurants when a new one opens up, and there was a new one in Madison. I liked the German restaurants because I was in the service in Germany for nearly 6 years.
Sure.
I like telling stories and get a little bit loud some of the time, and actually attract people when I'm telling my fishing stories. So I got up from the table and I went to go to the bathroom, and this guy that looked about 20, 24, tapped me on the shoulder and he says, "You're Len, right?" I said, "Yeah." "Says, do you recognize me?" I looked and looked and I thought, "No." He says, "I'm Kevin." And I still didn't remember the face. And he says, "It was over 10 years ago. I was the kid you had do helping with the presentation." And I said, I remember you now." He says, "Yeah, I'm on Christmas break. I'm just finishing college. And I wanted to thank you again for giving me the feeling of belonging and giving me a little direction in life." I had explained to him that I was a little bit like he was, that my dad had died at a young age, and I needed someone to point me along the correct path. He gave me a firm handshake, and I said, "Well, so what are you graduating with? What kind of degree?" He says, "I'm going to be a game board." It really felt good.
I certainly can believe that. And, you know, the fact that you compared yourself a little bit to him, and you allude to that in some of your other stories, talk about the influence your father had on you as a young boy when you were fishing and learning the ropes.
Well, every fishing outing had hidden lessons in it. It wasn't just let's go fishing. There would be wildflowers that we'd identify, the time of the year, the sun coming from this direction or that direction, even would equate the worms smells with being a good time to go fishing, or when the first warts were coming out, one of the first wildflowers, that the ground was warm enough and that it was time to go after big trout. He liked big trout also. His lessons were life lessons. Also, he would always say that if something was easy, you won't appreciate it. He kind of hooked me on big trout, and I still am hooked to this day, and that was when I was 5 when I caught my first big trout. I'm always very cognizant of my environment. I make sure I don't leave any garbage there. I'm very friendly to landowners. Usually the beginning of every year, I stop in and talk to landowners, ask them if I can have permission again, and I ask them if they would like a couple fish. and I'd say 7 out of 10 put an order in for fish. Fishing is really entwined into my life, and I really love, when I'm not fishing, I love talking about it, and I love pointing kids to the outdoors, and that's what my dad instilled in me.
Well, Len, we've got to take a break here, but I've got more questions, and I want to look at a couple more stories in your book. Will you stick with us, and we'll come right back and keep talking about your book?
Sure will.
All right. Folks, I'm talking with Len Harris, the author of Yesterday and Tomorrow, and we'll continue talking to him about this new book right after this. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to Alkaline and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Hello, this is Joe Schlater with TSG Outdoors. We have been in the worldwide hunting and fishing business for over 40 years. Whether you are interested in a Canadian fly-in fishing trip or the big game hunt of a lifetime, give us a call and put our experience to work for you. We are a boots-on-the-ground organization with bases all across Canada, Alaska, and the western states. This is not and has never been a sideline business for TSG Outdoors. It is our full-time occupation. Call me at 314-348-7472. For your next adventure.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeteandWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers will develop, especially in the mid to late afternoon hours. Plenty of clouds, plenty of wind as well. Northeast winds gusting between 20 and 25, and highs reaching the mid-40s. For tonight, rain will continue, and our winds will stay breezy. Right now, it's 40.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Folks, I'm talking with Len Harris. He is a writer and a trout hunter and a teller of tall tales, and a teller of true tales as well. And sometimes they're kind of mixed together, and you don't know where the truth is and where the tall part is. And Len is vacationing in Florida right now, but he's joining us from Panama Beach. And you sent me a photo of the view from your room there, Len. What a beautiful view you have. That's right on the Gulf Coast.
Yes, that's up on the fifth floor, and the waves are very beautiful today.
Yeah, and you picked a good time of year. This is spring break time for a lot of people. Did you have trouble getting a room down there?
No, we actually researched it and found out that spring break basically ended last week.
Uh-huh. You're enjoying your time down there, but we've been talking about your book and the fact that you are really into, and I would say maybe obsessed with, big trout, whereas most people are happy to catch a bunch of trout. You target big trout. And there's one story called Froggy in here, in which you tell us about a trout that you came close to catching but didn't actually catch. Tell us what happened.
It was opening May season down at the dam in Gaze Mills. And I was trying for pike, and one of the old-timers down there, his name was Cap Stuthy, he told me, "What are you doing here chasing pike? How come you're not after a big trout?" So I said, "Well, do tell. Tell me where to go." He said, "Well, down the back road, down by Bell Center, there's a really big watercress pond, and it feeds into the Kickapoo there." And he told me he had caught big pike there and big trout also. So this was when I was 14 years old. So I put my rod over my shoulder, and I paddled out about a mile and a half and followed the watercress to the Kickapoo River. I did cast a couple times with some daredevils that I had, because I was of the mind of catching a pike because it was opening day of pike. I promptly lost all three of the lures that I brought along because there were logs laying all over in there. So I brought some Eagle Claws along, and I tied one of those on and rolled over a couple logs and found a couple night crawlers and was fishing down there. And I promptly lost the worms and lost a couple Eagle Claws, and I had one left. I was kind of defeated, and I thought, I'm going to go back home. So as I was walking back to my bicycle that I rode out there, a frog, a smaller frog, came out of the grass, and I thought, I'd heard about people using frogs before. You're supposed to hook them just barely through the upper lip and put a medium-sized split shot about 12 inches up, and you got to make sure the frog is from the waterway. You can't bring them in, and it can't be an endangered species either. That frog didn't set on the bottom for 5 seconds until something just freight trained it. So I assumed it was a pike because I was kind of in the thought process of pike, and I couldn't get it off the bottom. It was running all over the place, and I was terrified it was going to wrap in those logs that I'd lost the other daredevils in. And my mother would always preach to me, "No fish is worth dying over. Do not go into water over your head." This was when I was 14. This spring that emptied in the Kickapoo there was on a corner, and it was kind of a sheer bank from a washout, and it was about 3 feet of a little lip there in about an 8 foot deep corner. I'm standing up, and I finally get the fish somewhat up under control, and up to the surface it went, and it was just gigantic. I'm not stretching it. It was over 30 inches, the female brown trout, and it went at least 10 pounds.
Wow.
So then I started getting nervous. I had it on the surface. My father always preached, "Do you have them on the surface, on their side? Don't let them dive again. Keep them on the surface because their tail is turned and they've lost their power to motate with their tail turned on the side like this." And I was 14 and I didn't have very much money and I had no net. So I'm leaning over the edge of this water, stretching out as far as I can with my left arm, with my pole as high as it would go, and I just touched a finger to its back, and it realized that something bad was going on for it, and it alligator rolled in the line and broke the line. That is the biggest trout I've ever seen in my life, never had on in my life, and it swam away with my hook and a frog.
And your last hook, and so you were done for the day.
I definitely was done for the day. I was feeling like I didn't do it right. After that, I went out and bought a really big net, and I always drag a big net with me these days. My book's cover has my net, and a lot of people kid me about, "Why do you need such a big net?" And I always say, "You'll never hear a trout hunter tell you, I wish I had a smaller net."
Yeah, the cover photo, both front and back, it's kind of the classic Len Harris photo. Your broad back with a steelhead net hanging in the middle of your back, and we're kind of looking over your shoulder and seeing the stream as you see it while you're fishing. You've had your companions, and I would imagine your wife has taken some of those photos too. But that's, like I say, the classic Len Harris photo. Besides, the other one is Len holding a big trout, and there's a few of those in the book too. Well, Len, I want to talk about another story. Know the Basics is the title of it.
Every once in a while, I get asked, why do I not do a different method of fishing? Well, my type of trout fishing is in tight quarters, and have used the fly rod through the years, but I like tight quarters and I like big fish. If I'm not losing a lure or two when I'm casting, I'm not trying hard enough. The big ones are big because they're instinctual and they live in the deepest snagged mess in the stream.
Yeah, and it's the place a lot of people avoid because they know they're going to lose hooks or spinners or flies or whatever it is they're using for bait.
When I target these fish, I don't have an ultralight rod. I have a medium-heavy rod, and it's 6.5 foot, and my dad taught me, you get a big fish on, get its head up immediately, and get it on its side so you have negated its power. Get that tail on its side so it can't take off like it's on fire.
Yep. You mentioned your dad a couple times in our conversation here, and he comes up now and then in your book. And I want to take a minute to talk about the last story in the book, Yesterday and Tomorrow. Tell us about that story.
Well, we usually would go chasing trout when there was forecasted fog in the bottoms. My father equated fog to optimal trout fishing time. Trout don't have eyelids, so they shun the sun. I've literally seen 5 or 6 trout switch from one side of the stream to the other when the sun changed in the sky. It was like it was choreographed. The sun hit that side, they all moved to the left. Trout are really weather sensitive and sun sensitive. And he loved dragging me out in the fog in the morning and going fishing. And we would always be successful. And when the fog would burn off, it would be time to leave the stream. Through the years, we would always stop at the gas station in my hometown and share our catch with people. My mom used to tell me, she swore that my dad took me along just so he could get double the limit of fish.
Did you catch your fish?
My very first fish I caught, I did not cast the rod. I reeled it in. I hooked it myself. I was 5. I caught my first over 20-inch brown trout when I was 5 years old.
Wow.
My father cast it because it was in tight quarters. He handed the rod to me. I didn't get 4 turns of the handle in, and I got hammered by a 23¾-inch male brown.
Mm. That's an amazing fish. That's a fish of a lifetime, and you caught it when you were 5.
That was my first trout I ever caught, too.
Yeah, I can see why you were hooked on big fish after that.
Well, it was literally the closest stream to my hometown on my bicycle. I fished that stream lots of times, and I try not to say stream names anymore because... And lots of times naming a stream offends someone because that might be their favorite or secret spot and give it extra traffic. So if somebody asks me where I caught the fish at, I usually curl my finger looking like a hook and I hook the corner of my mouth and I say, right here.
Right about here. Yep. I hear you. Well, we're going to have to let you go here, Len. Where can people get your book?
The easiest way to get it is to go on Amazon and look up the title and the name, and I also have it for sale myself. If you go on Len Harris on Facebook and message me, I can even send you an autographed copy. The book costs $15, and there'll be some shipping, and I actually have 2 other books, so we could talk about 3 of them if you wanted to, but the newest one is the last one, and I think it's the best one.
I think I agree with you. Yesterday and Tomorrow is the name of the book. And again, go to Len's Facebook page, Len Harris, normal spelling, L-E-N Harris, on Facebook or Amazon. And the publisher is Lovestad Publishing, L-O-V-S-T-A-D Publishing. You can find it on their website too, lovestadpublishing.com. Well, Len, before we let you go, I think your wife Barb got you hooked on chasing waterfalls. Are you going to find a waterfall to visit on your way home?
We actually have one on the agenda. It's about an hour north of where we're staying. We've got it all, the paths, and we have a GPS out, and we're already playing.
Well, great. And folks, Len talks about chasing waterfalls and how he got started on that quest.